A nonprofit animal shelter in the Northeast Kingdom town of Victory may be forced to close because the town has decided to remove its tax exemption. As VPR's Charlotte Albright reports, the rancorous dispute raises questions about who has the authority to grant tax exemptions and for what reasons.
Hi, Poppy. Oh, my boy.
The Elizabeth Brown Humane Society houses about 50 animals in a large red barn it owns deep in a sparsely inhabited part of the Northeast Kingdom. Most are farm animals that have been rescued from abuse. On this frigid morning, Director Pat Mitchell arrives at the barn from her house just up the hill, pleased to see that the hay box had already been filled.
Oh, they already put my hay in. My grandkids.
Mitchell's grandchildren live with their parents in a house right next to the barn. They pay rent to the Humane Society. Sometimes they lend a hand, but usually Pat Mitchell handles the work alone, including feeding a donkey named Charlie.
Charlie, you want your hay?
The town listers have determined that Mitchell's son is not a regular caretaker for the animals, and therefore the house he rents from the society, though not the society's barn, should be taxable. Mitchell disagrees. Back in her own kitchen, she says she couldn't operate the shelter down the hill without some help from her son's family, who mow and plow the land around the barn.
They get the hay in my hay room for me. Some days, my grandson will come and clean the horses out. Whatever I need, they'll do.
But town officials on Victory's Board of Civil Authority inspected Mitchell's son's house and concluded it was not part of the Humane Society facility and should not be tax-exempt. Mitchell insists they're wrong and says the society cannot afford the roughly $3,000 a year in new taxes.
It will close it, and it will leave 53 animals with an uncertain future, and it will also leave every animal that is abused in Caledonia and Essex County without a group to go and investigate.
Neither the tax listers nor select board members are willing to comment publicly on the battle, but the town's attorney, Dan Richardson, notes that only about 70 people live in Victory, and most of the land is non-taxable state preserve. Education costs are rising, and newly elected officials are scrutinizing every tax exemption under state law.
The town chose to interpret it narrowly, and I think they have, if you look at the decision, they have legal support for that position.
Richardson cites legal precedent for taxing a portion of a nonprofit's property that does not directly serve its mission. But he also admits that state law does not always apply perfectly to cases like the Elizabeth Brown Humane Society, where one person, with occasional family help, cares for abused farm animals that would otherwise have no place to live. The legal battle continues, but Mitchell says if she must pay this year's tax bill, she cannot keep the animals fed and sheltered for more than a few more months. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Northeast Kingdom.